Hare Krishna. Jai. And do very much.
Thank you, Sri Prabhupada. Many. There's no enjoyment out there. It's all illusion. I tried everything.
I was surprised how easy one can fall down like this. I had so confidence in this boy. From the very beginning, you are so naive, so pure, and Maya is so strong, but could not do very well, Maya. Very well. Thank Krishna. So stay with us.
Okay.
Kaunti apadiyani hi nami bhaktam pranatsati. It is Krishna's mercy, special mercy. So, always be calm and chant and pray to Krishna. Don't spoil this life, it is so valuable. Vishaya khalushara vatasya. This sense gratification can be available in every life, cats and dogs. Also, why should he sacrifice the greatest boon of human life? Hare Krishna. How are you?
Very good, Srila Prabhupada.
What name?
7.3 was sent to the printer.
Huh?
7th Canto, Volume 3 has been sent to the printer.
Seven? Seven. Yes. So our Rishi has come back.
Yeah.
I couldn't stay away any longer because I was so bored with everything I was doing. All I could do was chant, and then I had to come back. It's nothing that satisfies, said Krishna.
Best thing is to preach for some time for the Sankirtan part. He's a good Vidanga player also. His photograph is there.
From the very beginning.
Fifth
Ramananda.
Yeah. He was Brahmananda's assistant also. Mameva japrabhadante mayamekam karanti. Simply capture Krishna's lotus feet, maya vilani. I mean, anyhow, come here.
We just got here this morning, this afternoon.
We means? Hello, me.
I can't grab a bottle from him.
Hello, I love to see young boy. How he's working hard. You are doing also. You are doing so many things at a time. In Bombay, we are doing Herculean stuff. Everywhere. He knows how to cook, how to give massage, how to, yeah. How to keep accounts. Yeah. Qualified. How to cook. Everything. may Krishna save you. What can I say more?
This evening, Srila Prabhupada, we're arranging that you can see the film a little bit later in your room.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you'd like to sit outside in the garden?
Anyway.
Arrange your chair out there.
Glass and everything, right?
Very nice.
Chairs down.
Huh? Maybe there's some people that have come if you'd like to.
So you've given them some prasadam.
Arrange for them.
Give them. They have come from distance place.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Chaitanya Maha. Shiva become victimized by woman. What to speak about?
Yes,
I'm thinking of that boy also. Paran.
Very much.
Do you know where is Paran or not?
He's in Denver, Colorado. He's a
Is it not possible to see him?
Sure, Kramaras went to see him, but he was too much in illusion.
No, that's all right. I want to see him.
You want us to get the message to him that he should try to come to New York to see you?
Yeah.
I'll try and get that message to him to come to New York for theatre.
Yeah, it's very nice.
But he's nice, kirtan.
My hand is so strong. Lord Shiva is not excused. What to speak of?
I have three sketches from the artists. Would you like to see them?
Mm-hmm.
This is for 8th Canto, Volume 1.
Yeah, that is the only life to think of publicities and listen.
This keeps me alive. Yeah, if I didn't have this service, I think I would just die.
Yeah, but in this week, I'm very weak nowadays. Still, I'm working.
Nicely.
I think I shall not be able to go for work. This morning, my heart was beating too much.
It's very strenuous. Very strenuous.
Best would be then to rest perhaps up until at least Washington and see, because in Washington there may be a very suitable situation. It's hard to walk on these roads also. They're very rough and its altitude is high. Not so bad. So this is the story of King Indradyumna when Agastya Muni cursed him to take birth as an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
When King Indradyumna was meditating and Agastya Muni came and so he cursed him to take birth as an elephant. So they
become an elephant.
Yes, Gajendra. So the artists want to know if it's okay to show him outside in front of a cottage like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a very rough sketch. This is when the demigods and demons are churning the ocean of milk with Vasuki. So they want to make sure that so Lord Shiva will be standing outside the milk ocean. He won't be in the ocean. He'll be on the shore of the ocean drinking the poison. It's not a very good picture. Here is the ocean. So Lord Shiva is on the shore. He is not in the ocean. He is on the shore drinking the poison. They want to know if that's okay. It's okay. So then they want to know if it's okay to have Lord Shiva's bowl. They want to know if it is okay to have Lord Shiva's bowl with Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
That's right. Then...
Lord Shiva can go, his bowl can go.
So then they want to know, is it all right to show the demons and the demigods standing right on the ocean?
They're standing, that's it.
So then they can actually stand right on the water.
Standing was done in the water. Milk. Milk water.
But they're not standing on the bottom, they're standing actually on the surface.
Up water.
And then the 1,000-armed Lord Vishnu on top of Mandara Hill. They want to know if they should show him on top of the mountain like that. And when we did Lord Nrisingadev, there were some arms that you wanted transparent. You just wanted the four main arms looking regular. So all the other arms should be transparent except for four?
No, it is male's hand. It is male's hand.
It just says 1,000 arms. So just paint like that. And then they just want to know if, one more question on this, that remnants of the poison from Lord Shiva went to the scorpions and snakes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So should they be in the ocean or should they be on the shore with Lord Shiva?
Yeah, ground level.
Ground level. Okay.
Roundabout.
Okay, so they are on the land. And then there is one more picture. When the goddess of fortune took birth from the milk ocean, they installed her on the throne, and the personified rivers came, and personified clouds. So this would be Lord Brahma. This would be the personified rivers and different personalities. So the ocean actually is not visible, just the actual installation area.
That's right.
So I think that's all they want to know. That's all that they want to know. Thank you,
Hare Krishna. Everything do with devotion, it will come out correct.
Jai.
We have got testing tubes in Bhagavad Gita. Who has put in the thing? God is talking. What is he doing? Spiritual master, yes, sir.
Yes, that's it.
God will talk with anyone.
See, God is talking with them from within.
To any rascal. Does any rascal know that God is with him? And is witnessing all criminalities. Does he accept that? Then The yogi should not have illicit connection with the disciple. Do they believe that it is simply business for earning money and getting women? They have no others. Very well. Therefore, the government has said the fake. What is it? Actually, there is fact. So many rascals are coming, especially in America. Government there will change. What is this? Transcendental meditation. And do whatever nonsense you like. Guru Maharaj, no use of books. Practically, we are saving the whole world. What can be done? There are so many rascals. Let us do it sincerely. And if we also become victimized, then it will stop. Company actually provoked the very thing. Anyone who says the God is something, immediately take him as a rascal. God is so cheap that we will talk with rascals. He wants to talk, but he cannot hear. God gives him advice, don't steal. Why does he steal? If God is not advising from within, then why he is going at night when everyone is asleep? God is not dictating, he don't stay. It will not care for God this time. Then it is your fault. If I say that you don't do it, and still you do it, then
rascal.
God is always prepared to talk because then talking. But we don't. He talks through devotee. He talks through scripture. Who is caring for that? Sadhu Shastra. God is talking through Sadhu. Sometimes it is sweet, sometimes it is sour, but
just the oranges. They have such a big variety.
Oh. The third part, how many pages?
Is there a part of seventh canto?
Yeah.
What is the last chapter in the I'm not certain to do it, but I have to inquire from him. The 15th chapter, though, is very long. It should be long. So many long purports in the 15th chapter of the 7th canon.
What's it
called?
About before telling Bhagavatam the other day, I recited so many verses.
Yes, 15.
One of the longest. Now see how practical. And now this is confirmation of the 14th. Who knew 1,000 years that people will keep long hairs and think of themselves as very beautiful? How it is possible? Unless they can see actually what is going to happen. That is court telling. And other description, they are also fact. Everything. Now this is 5,000, 2,000 years. Foretelling. Millions and millions of years foretelling there. What will be the 8th Manu? How the 9th Manu? 10th Manu? Up to 14th Manu. All the Manus together. 43 lakhs, 1,000 times. This is all the Manu's time, you know. The whole history is concluded, and now I mentioned past, present, and future. It is not difficult. Just like tomorrow, from my daily routine, what I shall do tomorrow, from morning to evening, I can say. This is very difficult for me. So it is a question of Brahma's one day. So it can be said by them, not by us. These rascal thing only in their standard of things. I cannot live in such conditions, therefore there is no living. This is it. I cannot live within the water, therefore there is no living. I cannot live within the fire, therefore there is no living. Kupamandukna, the end. Whatever is within my experience, 3 feet of water, how that can be unlimited.
I was reading a very good example like that. These men, they have this, what's called divining, that they find water by means of a stick. They lay a stick on their hands like this, and they turn around in different directions, and the stick suddenly dips and points to the ground wherever there's water underground. And it's proven that it works. It's a very effective way of finding water, but no one knows how it works. So they put a suggestion during the Vietnam War to the Marines that they should use this method for finding out the underground tunnels of the Viet Cong so that they could find them very easily. So they showed them by experiment that it's practical and it works. So they gave the rods to the physicists, and they checked them all out, and they couldn't figure out how they worked. So they said that because the physicists could not understand how it worked, therefore it was rejected. So they rejected the whole thing. So then they were the Marines in Vietnam, they heard about it, so they started to use the rods themselves, and in that way they were able to destroy many enemy hideouts. But officially the Marines had to reject it, because the scientists couldn't understand how it worked, so therefore they said that it was no good. It wasn't viable.
The scientists' first proposal is what they cannot understand is don't bring. That is not scientific. Whatever you say, that is not scientific. Whatever they say, that is
the word science comes from the Latin word, which means to know. But they simply have theories. They don't know. But we have actual knowledge.
Their science means don't know.